This is nice, Jerky. Thanks for bringing me this press release.
You know what tomorrow is, other than Hump Day?
Hump Day? Tomorrow's National Hump Day?
Yeah, well, no, it's every day's Wednesday.
What happens on National Hump Day?
Mike, you know that whole spiel.
Oh, that whole
deal. I've been milking for weeks and months.
Tomorrow is National Eating Healthy Day.
Who's this come from?
The American Heart Association.
Oh.
Yes.
It's a good organization.
It's a great organization. Good luck. Bring a healthy snack to work and brown bag it with a low-calorie lunch.
I just saw Shauna Olson eating apples, so she's ahead of the curve.
I love apples. They go well with bacon. Make healthier choices at the vending machine. Avoid salty chips and sugary snacks. Why is Pinto moving the garbage can? What's he doing?
He just dumped out a bag of apples all over the studio.
You going to feed Trigger over there? What are you doing, Pinto? Sit back down in your chair. Let the effects of the weekend fade away. Go home and take a nap. You look like heck. Doesn't he look like heck?
Yeah.
It's been a rough couple days for Pinto.
Well, he spent a couple days at AT&T Field.
Is Cinder listening right now?
No.
Cinder, your son looks rough right now. Really rough.
Let's back
to National Healthy Day. Pile on the fruits and vegetables. Choose all kinds of fruits and vegetables to start your meal and fill you up. Choose water as a beverage of choice instead of soda or sugary beverages. Get the skinny on fats. Choose lean meats and low-fat dairy products. Enjoy heart-healthy fats in moderation. Slow down on the sodium. Did you know Americans eat double the amount of sodium recommended by the American Heart Association? 77% of sodium comes from processed foods. Compare labels for lower sodium versions or choose fresh foods. I like the American Heart Association. I like Joan Enderle. You know Joan? I work with Joan when I do the...
I do. I know who she is, yes.
I like her a lot. She's very good at her job.
American Heart Association in conjunction with Sanford Heart.
Yes.
See that?
I should actually watch my heart because my dad had a bad heart and he died of a heart attack.
You should.
I should do something. I should exercise. I should eat better. I should drink less. I should talk less. I should sleep more. I should do all of those things and I do none of them.
Kick those e-cigarettes.
Sucking those babies down. Give me an e-cigarette. I need a deeper voice. Hey. Is that how you get a good voice, I wonder?
I don't know.
Tony D. Hi, everybody. Tony D.
Hi, everybody.
Tony D. 4 o'clock, four-pack, the top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show, number four. Song journey.
Oh, yeah.
When he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How'd you get so funky?
Steve Martin.
1979.
Is that what year it was?
I believe so.
Wow. The reason that we played the King Tut song, Funky Tut, is because the mystery of King Tutankhamun's death apparently has been solved, Jurgi. It has taken thousands of years, but a combination of 21st century forensic science and luck has finally revealed what happened to Tutankhamun, the world's most famous pharaoh. What if it was a heart attack after we talked about the American Heart Association?
No, I don't think it is.
Too much sodium?
Is this Geraldo Rivera?
This is somebody really famous.
He opened the tomb?
No. British experts think that they have solved the riddle of the young king's death. They believe his injuries on his body are akin to those sustained in a chariot accident, and his mummification was botched.
Really?
He died in a chariot accident.
Centuries ago. How long ago was that?
1323 BC. Jeez. That's a long time.
Yes. A chariot crash.
A chariot accident.
Intersection collision, we don't know. We don't know the details.
He got mixed up with a roundabout, I think, there in Cairo. Went the wrong way on the roundabout and hit head-on with another chariot, and there went King Tut.
So CSI solved it.
I think they did, yeah. He was 19 years old, by the way, at the time of his death.
Right. Oh, well, that's...
I bet he was small. I bet the people weren't very big in 1323 BC.
Well, there's another one for the books we can check off, huh?
The mystery of King Tut's death?
Yeah, we're done with that one, though.
I've been losing sleep over it all these years. I've been wondering how King Tut died. Why'd you line up the apples, Pinto?
Chariot wreck. It's for National Eat Healthy Day tomorrow.
When's the last time you had a healthy meal?
Me?
Yeah. Well, what 1323 BC.
What would you consider a healthy meal? I had cold chicken. I had cold chicken for lunch today and some cottage cheese. Now, is that? That's okay.
That's right? Why is Jack Sunday looking in here?
And then I had some.
When's the last time he had a healthy meal?
And some potato chips.
Potato chips?
Last night, late, I had a grilled cheese.
That's not very healthy, is
and,
it?
And cottage cheese, a glass of milk.
You're big on cottage cheese, aren't you?
I had a lot of cottage cheese. A glass of milk and potato chips.
Potato chips.
For lunch here today, I went home and had a piece of cold chicken after I had lunch here, which was we were in meetings.
We were in meetings. So I was in meetings all day.
It was pizza.
I had pizza. That's not very healthy. That's very sodium-filled, very greasy,
so
very
tonight,
cheesy.
I don't know what I'll have. I haven't thought that far ahead. Something healthy.
Okay. Drink my dinner tonight. That's not true. Number three.
I thought bowling was last night.
What's that supposed to
Nothing.
Mean?
Nothing. Continue. Number
you know what
three.
I had for supper last night at bowling? Pretzels.
Beef jerky.
Nope, pretzels. I had pretzels.
Oh, I had some turkey jerky today, too.
So did I. That was great turkey jerky. Meats by John and Wayne. Sponsor of our Show Us Your Rack contest.
Pardon me?
Huh? Show us what? Your what hurts? Huh?
What is the name of the
show us your rack. Your deer antlers. Show us your antlers.
Oh, okay.
Where did your mind go?
Clarify. Just wanted to clarify.
Number three on our list, Jurgi, the mayor of Toronto, Canada. That's a major city over there by Detroit, from what I understand with my Rand McNally Atlas. Rob Ford says he loves his job and will stay on as mayor of Toronto, despite admitting for the first time that he smoked crack while he was drunk.
Probably about a year ago, when according to the mayor, he was in a drunken stupor.
Oof. Never good to be in a drunken stupor.
He's going to run again. He was caught on video. He at first had said that the video didn't exist. Then he said he hadn't seen it. He'd been sidestepping questions. And now he's admitted it.
He seems to be changing his story.
Yes, he does, yeah.
Is he going to be reelected mayor of Toronto?
Don't know. He's up next year, I guess.
What kind of voters are there in Toronto?
I don't know. I don't know. But he was... there were two news people that have seen this video, and I don't know if they saw it. I think they saw it on an iPhone, and the police have it. And so I don't know if they showed it. I don't know how they saw it. Two Canadian journalists have seen the video, and when I was having my chicken...
your cold chicken with cottage cheese? Yeah. Potato chips?
She was describing... She was describing that he was in a button-down shirt and he was appeared to be in a stupor. He was
blotto.
There were some racist things
said. Oh, jeez.
He said he criticized, I think, an opposition party leader, and he was, she said, visibly moving around.
What was that?
Well, I was,
dancing?
Was,
no, what was he doing?
Was just, he was like kind of shaken.
Oh, jeez.
So he was, yeah. She said he was like... out there in the video that she's seen. So I don't know.
The mayor of Toronto?
We don't know Canadian politics. We don't know how it all works. It's a year away. Things could change.
They could change. Number two on our list. Well, this didn't end well for a groom in Cass County, Illinois. Now he's handing me stuff. Get back behind the board.
Eat your apples.
Sit down and just sleep it off. I mean, get better. I mean, feel better. Cass County, Illinois, Dateline. A groom is recovering after being stabbed Saturday night at his wedding in rural Cass County. The incident took place in rural Cass County near Bluff Springs, Illinois. Shane Ward, 40, of Griggsville, is charged with aggravated battery in the ongoing investigation. Captain Devron Orne of the Cass County Sheriff's Department, they're interviewing people. Initial reports show that the groom's throat was sliced. Had his throat slashed.
Not our Cass County.
No. Illinois. Chicago area. It was sliced during an altercation with another man at the wedding. What's going on here?
I've been to some wild weddings in my day.
You ever seen anybody get stabbed at a wedding?
I've never seen any.
Ever seen anybody get their throat slashed?
Nope. No shootings.
Fist fights?
There's some injuries.
I've seen some fist fights at a wedding.
Yeah, I have too. There's some injuries. Heavy gambling? People that I know. not the groom or anybody, but people associated with the wedding. Yeah. Back in the day,
Well, like what kind of game? Like is bull this tabs. Like a poker party?
Like bull tabs. Pull tabs. Piled to the ceiling. Piled to the ceiling.
So you can't do that now with the electronic
relatives.
Pull tabs.
Relatives came in from South Dakota. At a wedding,
Erwin from Sioux Falls,
Elwood,
whatever.
Well, it was that clan,
the clan,
and they just buy hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of pull tabs. People that I know were at this wedding.
Did they win? Did they?
Oh, I don't think
did
they
money
won.
Ahead.
No, they didn't, but they had fun.
Did anybody breach the etiquette of the pull tab jars, which is if somebody's playing a jar? If somebody has their sights lasered in on a jar,
that jar, playing it all night,
and they're playing it all night, have you ever made the mistake of going up to that jar and spending like $10 for pull tabs?
You know, I haven't.
Oh,
I don't.
I made that mistake one time. Mm-hmm. Repeat, I made that mistake one time. Wow, did I get chewed out?
You heard about it?
Wow,
you heard about it?
I thought I was gonna get beat up. Seriously, I thought I was gonna get the crap beat out of me in a bar, small town bar. Because I wasn't paying attention. I was just having fun with my buddy. I went up there and spent $10. I thought the guy was going to drag me outside and pound me into the sidewalk.
Did you win?
I think I did. That really pissed him off. Number one on our list today. It is election day in some municipalities in Minnesota, including Moorhead, and some school districts around the area, including Dilworth Glenn Felton.
Hawley.
Apparently, I've been out with Rob Ford in Toronto lately.
Detroit Lakes.
Hawley, Detroit Lakes, and Pelican Rapids. Yeah.
So several. And we'll have the results of the council races and the mayoral race tonight on KFGO and some of those school bond issues. And certainly right away in the morning, we'll have reaction to how it all shook out. Polls close at 8 in Moorhead. And I understand, according to one of our reporters, that at least to some of the precincts, the turnout's been fairly good.
Better steady, than, I think the word I heard was.
Better than expected by some steady poll workers.
Well, so, good.
Yeah, that's good.
They're exercising good their Democrat, you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
They're exercising their, you know, that stuff. Their right to vote. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's all I have, Jergy.
All right.
Whoa, this is what Pinto handed me here. Deadspin.com. John Grant is a Bears fan. His wife is a Packers fan. The two made a friendly bet before last night's game. Whoever's team won, they would get to use a stun gun on the other? At 12:39 a.m. at Mayville, Wisconsin.
No.
Repeat, Mayville, Wisconsin, to anybody listening in the building. Jeff.
They're not. They're in meetings.
Oh, okay. Officers responded to Dan's Kingpin, 31 North Main Street, to speak to a woman who reported that her husband had used a stun gun on her three times while at the sidelines tap. The wife said that while the two were smoking cigarettes outside of the sidelines, Grant had used the stun gun twice on her butt and once on her thigh.
He won the bet.
Wow. Mayville, Wisconsin. Thank you, Jergy. Appreciate that. Go back to your meetings now. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director for the 4-Pack right here on the Mike McFeely Show.